And regarding bilateral relationship, I would say that along these 135 years, empire, Soviet Union and Russia, I would say that what we see is the underpinning of bilateral relationship between two countries and two people, Argentina and Russia. And it has been very good with ups and downs. It is logical. But let me stress two or three points. First of all, a big diaspora of Russia to Argentina and slave population to Argentina, almost 300,000. That gives a volume to the relationship. It's not just about buying or selling. It's a cultural affinity, a cultural underpinning. Second one, we never went along with sanctions, neither in the period of Soviet Union in 78 nor now. As I said, we believe in diplomacy, not in sanctions. So whenever there were differences, the bilateral relationship was based on mutual respect, international order, and the UN Charter. And then I would say that the cultural underpinning are tremendous. So this comprehensive bilateral strategic partnership that started in 2015, at least during the 3 years I was there, was strengthened, and I don't see why not it will not continue to be strengthened and modernized. In that sense, and by final comment, I think we have a challenge to move what I always said as a more 21st century related type of bilateral relationship with more science, technology, and innovation. Thank you very much.